Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam regarding clemency. Imam Ridha alayhi salam has been reported to have said, a man cannot be a worshipper, la yakunu rajulu abidan, until he is clement, hatta yakuna haliman. A man cannot be a worshipper, a true abid, a true worshipper of God, obviously, until he is clement. Clemency or halim is one of those very beautiful virtues. It's so virtuous and so noble that the Holy Prophet once said, the clement person is almost a prophet. It's almost as if he is a prophet. It's one of those noble prophetic virtues that all of the prophets had. And in a similar way, Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, clemency is the completion of the intellect. Right? Clemency, it completes the intellect, or it's an indication of the fact that the intellect of this person is complete and perfect. And in a hadith that alludes to the practicality of clemency, Imam Ali also said, clemency arranges the affairs of the believer. It gives systematization, it gives order to the affairs of a believer. And this indicates the fact that, you know, the more the smarter a person is, the more his clemency will flourish, which is exactly what Imam Ali said in one of the hadiths which have been reported from him, where Imam Ali said, with the profusion of the intellect, clemency flourishes. So it's good for us to be clement and tolerant and patient, not only with our friends, but also with our enemies. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, one who is clement with his enemy is victorious. Man haluma an aduvvihi dhafira bihi. If somebody is clement and tolerant and patient with his enemy, instead of, you know, unnecessarily attacking him when the time is inopportune, right, he will achieve victory over him. And perhaps the reason for this has been alluded to in yet another hadith, which has been narrated from Ali, where he said, verily the first recompense for the qualities of the clement person is that the people will assist him against the ignorant person. And you know, clemency is most necessary in the times when we are angry, right? Because at that time, we could do anything. So Imam Ali said, clemency in the midst of severe anger will protect one from the anger of the Almighty God. If we're patient and don't act upon our anger, God Almighty will not act upon his anger when we sin and disobey him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at clemency in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد